Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Goldman covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Schult moves to second. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Porter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Myatt fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Myatt. Schult scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Porter reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan is walked intentionally. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Badgerow. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Burnett scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaufman moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Jamieson hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Kress moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Kress scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Badgerow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5. Indians. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Goslin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.